Thank you, church family, for coming and joining us for our Christmas program today. Our Kingdom kids have been working very hard, memorizing their lines and learning the songs, and they are excited to share this special presentation with you. This year, our Christmas program is called Christmas Through the Eyes of the Shepherds. Through their story, we are reminded that God chose ordinary people to be the first to hear God's good news to Jesus' birth. We will begin with a musical play, and then our children will present the play. Thank you for your encouragement and support. Let's enjoy this special time together.
go!
I haven't seen your wife, Daniel. How have you been?
Honestly, do you really want to know? Everyone always asks me, how have you been? But does anyone actually care about my day or my struggles?
Oh, what's got into you?
What's got into me? I'm just tired. Tired of working all the time, never getting a proper break. Don't you ever feel that way?
Well, not often. I actually enjoy my job.
What? Enjoy your job? This is awful. We're the lowliest in all of Jewish society. Never getting a proper break. How can you stay so positive?
Maybe you just need to remember what's coming up.
Can it be anything good? I need some real news.
Christmas!
Oh, right. How could I forget?
5 years ago, we experienced the most amazing Christmas ever. Don't you remember?
Yes, but if we're going to go back, we have to start at the very beginning of God's plan.
Right, let's go back.
How far back do you want to go?
Well, we're old and sinful people, and God wanted a way to be with us. So he sent his son, Jesus. That was prophesied in the Old Testament.
That's right. Therefore, the prophet Isaiah said, a virgin will conceive a son, and we will call him Emmanuel.
And we were there to witness it. Don't you remember?
Yeah, it was like yesterday. Me and the boys watching the sheep, same old, same old.
Thank you.
And then suddenly, bright lights from heaven appeared. Angels surrounded us.
You're so scared. I couldn't think a grown man could almost cry.
I won't lie. I was afraid, but I wasn't alone.
My knees were shaking.
I curled up into a ball. I liked the voices. It was terrified.
Terrifying. It was beyond terrifying. I couldn't stop thinking about this for months after.
Me? See? I wasn't the only one.
We had nothing to be afraid of, for the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, the Messiah, the Lord."
The angels told us to run, move over. We were the first to know.
I don't know why he picked us.
Oh, right. Yes, us lonely shepherds, the first to see the Savior of the world. That day went something like this.
I know, right?
Yeah. Good job, guys. You guys are doing amazing. So keep it up. Yeah, good job. Come closer. So we can meet together. Hey, good job, everybody. Yeah, we need you.
We don't want to disturb them.
Keep it down. The angels told us to come move over.
I want to see too.
Keep it down.
Hello, do you guys want to come see the baby? This is my husband, Joseph.
Nice to meet you. It's been a long night. There's no room at the inn, but we are fine. My wife had a good delivery.
Thank you for letting us see the baby.
He's beautiful.
See how many people can say a host of angels came and visited them and told them about the Savior?
Yeah, I don't know why I was feeling so down earlier. Savior of the world, and we are the first to witness him. What an honor.
We're so blessed.
We weren't the only ones to hear about the good news.
That's when the wise men came.
Not until a few years after we saw the Savior.
We've been following this stuff for so long.
I think we're close. My feet can't take another mile.
Yes, he's my son, Jesus, the Savior of the world. We have come to worship him.
I bring gold, for he is our king.
I bring frankincense, for he is our God.
I bring wolf, for he loves us all.
Can you sing me a song?
You see, Daniel, when you're having a bad day, remember this night. God loves us and have a plan for us.
Yeah, I don't know why I was feeling so down earlier. The Savior of the world and us lonely shepherds, the first to see him. What an honor.
Exactly. God doesn't care about... Wealth, status, or power. He cares about our hearts. That's why he sent his son Jesus into the world.
That's right. The best gift of all is Jesus himself.
Yes. And that's the message for everyone watching tonight. The Savior who came for the shepherds also came for you. If you haven't received God's gift, remember what the angel said. Good news to all the people. That means you too.
Jesus died, was buried, and rose again according to the scriptures.
That's what Christmas is all about. God's love sent to earth in Jesus.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, guys. The kids worked so hard this Christmas, and they started actually after Thanksgiving, so they did such a great job. You know, it really is an honor and privilege to be your pastor. I see growth in them every single week, and I just want to say thank you for all your hard work. You know, just a huge shout-out to Joshua. Joshua had surgery on his foot 2 days ago, and I was talking to his mom, and I said to her, man, you know, if Joshua can't make it, it's okay. And she's like, you know, Joshua's worked so hard. He's memorizing his lines, and he wants to be part of this play. So, yeah, so thank you so much, Joshua, and thank you for your church prayer. Thank you, church. You know, the church has been praying for you, and we just appreciate you so much. And I couldn't do this alone, so I have a small gift for Laura and Wafa, who continually serve in this ministry every year. So thank you so much, Laura and Miss Wafa. Yeah, oh, there she is in the box. So thank you. All right, so I'm just going to, like Pastor Mark would always say, put a bow on this wonderful message here. Okay, so I have a question for you guys. How many of you know someone at school who gets picked on? At recess time, no one plays with them. Do you guys know a kid like that at school? Yeah? I think we all do, right? And how many of you out there at work know someone who you see in the coffee room who's alone, that no one wants to talk to them? Or they're being invited out to, the staff functions, and you can see them from the outside of looking in, and they don't really get the staff jokes. How many of you guys have kind of worked with someone like that? Yeah, I mean, we've all been there, right? So I just want to share with you that there is hope. There is hope in Jesus Christ. And this is found in Luke chapter 2. And I'm just going to paraphrase this. We see Mary and Joseph, and they are on their way to Bethlehem. And the reason why they're on their way to Bethlehem, because there is a census, and they have to go there to register, and that's where Joseph is from. And so Mary is pregnant. She is conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she gives birth in a manger, kind of like this, like a horse trough, right? And that's where Jesus is being laid. He has no bed, right? And so Jesus gives birth to Jesus. Mary gives birth to Jesus. And who are the first to hear the good news? Who are the first to hear the good news? Well, man, it wasn't pastors. It wasn't priests. It wasn't the rich. Yeah, who was the first to hear the good news?
Lonely shepherds.
Lonely shepherds. That's right, Titus. Lonely shepherds were the first to hear the good news. And you have to wonder why. Why would God pick lonely shepherds to be the first to hear the good news? Well, I can give you some reasons why, from today's standards, that they shouldn't be picked. If we were in charge back then of picking the first to hear the good news, it wouldn't be shepherds. And this is why. Because shepherds had a stereotype. They had a stereotype of being kind of like the high school dropouts of society. They had a stereotype of being like, you know, if you couldn't get another job, you would be a shepherd. If you didn't have an education, you would be a shepherd. So they were like the marginalized, kind of like the kids who have no one to play with at recess, or that person in the coffee room that no one wants to talk to, right? They were lonely, they were outcast, and they, you know, they were kind of on the brink of society. Another reason why we wouldn't pick them is because shepherds were ceremonial unclean. In the Jewish culture, you know, they couldn't touch blood. They had to reserve the Sabbath. And if you were a shepherd, you had to work all the time, all the time. And you were always dealing with dead animals. You know, an animal dies, you have to pick it up, and you're going to get blood on your hands. And the Jewish culture really frowned upon this. Another reason why we wouldn't pick shepherds in today's society is because they had a stereotype of being a little bit dishonest. You know, they would let their flocks kind of graze where there was good grass, and people would get upset with them. They'd be like, get your sheep off my land, right? So shepherds had a bit of a stereotype of being dishonest. So why? Why would God pick shepherds? Out of all the people in the world, why would he pick shepherds? Well, you see, in Scripture, God always uses the marginalized, and he uses like the underdog. And we see this time and time again. Like Moses. Moses had a speech impediment. And I can relate to that, because sometimes I struggle with my words and I stumble upon my words. And yet God uses Moses to lead hundreds of thousands out of captivity and slavery. And let's look at David. David was a poor old shepherd boy, yet he became one of the greatest kings ever. Nehemiah didn't have any titles at all. He wasn't a reverend, a pastor. He was a cupbearer, just, you know, carrying the cup for the king. Nehemiah built the wall, right? We could go on. Rahab was a prostitute. Matthew was a tax collector. God always uses the marginalized and the lonely to do his work. So why? You know what? Who are the shepherds in your life? Who is God calling you to reach out to? And we see God having a heart for the marginalized throughout Scripture. And I'm just going to read some Scripture right now. Psalm 82, verses 3 to 4, it says, defend the weak and the fatherless. Uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed. Rescue the weak and the needy. Are we rescuing the needy? Are we upholding the poor? Does our heart reflect God's heart? Another passage I want to share with you is found in James 1:27. It says, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after the orphans, widows, and the distressed. Right now in this Christmas time, there's many people in distress. There's many people looking to hear a good friend. Who are the shepherds in your life? You know, that could look like different for many people. And I was, 2 weeks ago, there were some people who had no homes. And they came to the church. I've known this couple for 2 years. And they came in with their shopping carts. Everything they owned was in their shopping cart. And I was visiting them for an hour. And I was thinking in my mind, I'm like, what is stopping me from really doing life with them? From really being their friend? I have a house. They don't. Who cares? They have an addiction. I have other issues. You can just ask my wife. But, you know, like, what is stopping me from really being their friend and walking through life with them? It doesn't matter if I have things and they don't, because God looks at the heart. God, all God cares about is our heart and how we treat people. Who are the shepherds in your life? It could be that person that no one plays with at the playground. It could be that colleague you have who no one wants to sit with and have coffee with. Who are the lonely in your life? And, you know, God uses people where they're at. And I just want to take a look at Luke chapter 2, verses 13. I absolutely love this passage because in this passage, angels appeared to shepherds and said, there was a host of angels that came. And I got really excited about this passage when I was looking at it. I went to Pastor Mark's office. I'm like, let's just take a look at this passage, this host. And he was looking into it, and he's like, it means multitude of thousands and thousands of angels. And I had a professor at school who indicated that it is very possible that every single angel that God created showed up at that day for the announcement of our Savior. Yet, who was the first to see it? The shepherds. The shepherds were the first to see this most amazing announcement in the world. I just want you to picture this. These guys were just minding their own business, and they're looking out after their sheep. All of a sudden, the whole sky is filled with angels. You can't see anything else but angels after angels after angels announcing and praising God and announcing the birth of the new Savior. Would that not be incredible? Oh, man. I can't even put my mind around that. Yet, God uses the marginalized and the weak, and he wants us to reach out to those who are lonely and who are lost. Who are the shepherds in your life? Let's just pray together. God, we thank you so much for your goodness to us, Lord. We thank you for your heart for the lost, God. Lord, I ask that you would give our church a heart that reflects yours, God. God, we so desperately want just a glimpse of that heart, Lord. We want to have compassion and mercy upon those who are lonely and lost, God. We thank you, Lord, that you use simple people, Lord, to do your work, God. And with open hands, we just ask that you would use us just to glorify you and spread your love over this Christmas season. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So the kids are going to sing one last song. Please, we're having hot chocolate and cookies after the song. So please come and encourage the kids and stay. Enjoy hot chocolate and cookies. And kids, I have a treat bag for you after, okay?